Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, April 21st, and ending on Sunday, the 27th, which is the day we have the Taurus new moon. It's a very tricky weekend that's coming up that weekend, and I am going to give the information now on the new moon because it's basically showing everything about that situation that's happening. You know, the fixed signs are very potent in astrology because they stand in their own space and they don't have a lot of leeway for, you know, hearing somebody else or looking at another point of view. I mean, we need mutable signs for that. And we need cardinal signs for the ability to invent new things and start things in motion. But this Taurus new moon is in the fixed sign, Earth sign, Taurus. It's at 7 degrees. And this takes place exact at 3:31 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Now, the thing about it is that it is the day after we have had the Mars-Pluto in exact opposition. Mars in Leo now, and Pluto in Aquarius, fixed signs. That confrontation took place at 9:05 p.m. exact on Saturday evening, but it is still in orb, and Mars is moving toward the Sun and Moon degrees of Taurus. So we have now got a repercussion in the sky in terms of new moon, and we're looking at it right now and seeing what possibly could be going on. One of the things, certainly, when we're in the sign of Taurus, is finance, personal finance. And when we look at Mars in Leo, Leo in financial terms is the sign of investment and the attempt to grow the kingdom, which Leo the lion, king of the jungle, that's why we call it that. It is the sign of royalty and glamour. And then that is all at odds with the transformation Pluto at 3 degrees now of Aquarius. And so we are looking at a struggle that is not going to be resolved. And, you know, this is seriously a point that has been going on for a long time, more than I ever knew before. I've never in the long years of my life had as much difficulty with people that have an opposing view. Which can be me. I can be the one that has the opposing view. And getting any leeway to even begin to think about what each other have said. There is a struggle in the sign of Taurus for survival. It's one of the things that is interesting about astrology is that most of the time you hear a certain thing said about a certain sign, and the other aspects of the Taurus and the second house aren't always mentioned. I mean, this is very normal. There's so many things you can say that people usually just stick with a few. But this Taurus is that fixed earth, which is your body and your life. You know, you come in Aries, like spark ignites and you are created, and now you're getting born, and you've got to have a place to live. It's your body to begin with. And then you've got to get it all nourished and everything, right? Somebody's got to take care of that body. Well, this is never ending in the life of an individual or in the life of anything that wants to be a manifestation that persists, because that is Taurus also. It's the kind of energy that wants to preserve, to acquire, and keep. And so this is where the new moon is. So if you're setting intentions for this new moon, these are the areas that you should be setting your intentions for. But right now there seems to be outside forces that are making the feeling of security in that belief about survival, particularly personal finance, right? I mean, obviously, if you're in a certain level of income, you're not worrying about this that much. You may be having your other issues with other people and other organizations. I mean, I think, you know, if we talk about oligarchs, they probably have their competitions and their argument and different points of view also, and they may be having those now too. This is something we may be seeing in the outer world, but we're certainly feeling that there are challenges that we may not be able to overcome. And this is a difficult position to be in. So let's look at what else is in the chart. Maybe there's some help coming. Well, actually, at this point in time, the most helpful energy I see is still in Pisces. Believe it or not, we still have a lot of Pisces energy, even though Neptune is now at zero, Aries, and Mercury's in Aries, yay! Because it's really hard for Mercury when it's in the underwater land of fantasy. But Venus has just come off the conjunction to Saturn, which isn't usually considered a very nice feeling space for Venus. It's, you know, not getting the kind of attention and things that it wants, but it may be helping to structure some things for Venus also. It's because the North Node is in Pisces, and these planets are still in orb of the 26th degree Pisces North Node. So she may be coming from, you know, that underground journey that she just took, and she may be getting that Saturn to help her, in a sense, to integrate some of the things that she's learned and make structure that she can follow out of them. However, Saturn is also bringing up with Venus what women have experienced, like Venus being the female, in the sense of being victimized or enslaved. Okay? So this is in this new moon chart, and it has a helpful opportunity. And what is that? That's the sextile to Uranus in Taurus. Now, that means that something about values needs to change. Venus rules Taurus. This is an aspect to her own sign. But Uranus is not allowing things to stay easy and helpful in the way that they've been. This is also what's been showing up as an enormous number of earthquakes and volcanoes. Yeah. So Venus also must use Pisces to experience what is necessary through not the logic of the mind, or even the memories of the past, but through the sensing and feeling, the telepathic reception, the psychic vision about what it is that has to change and how it might be able to happen. Jupiter is at 20 degrees of Gemini. And that is not in aspect, well, it does have a sextile to Chiron in Aries, so it is going to be helpful in learning how to take action in a good and positive way and how to be individuated in the self. But it doesn't have, you know, connection to the planets except the approach to squaring Saturn. And this is going to be one of those moments where we have expansion and contraction in conflict, all right? But we're not there yet. So it's a difficult time, and on top of that, having Mars opposing Pluto, I mean, this is, first of all, Mars is powerful, and in Leo, it sticks with it, it's steady energy. But Pluto is, you know, really, it isn't something you can fight with. And so Mars is frustrated. Okay. And, you know, I think that this is what a lot of people are also feeling, like what's changing dramatically about the future and group situations, what's changing dramatically in Aquarius, the electronics, technologies, all of this stuff. You know, you can look at that area as the push for the Bitcoin. Watching a television program yesterday, there was a little piece that they were doing. It was a news program, and it was about these meme coins that are, you know, becoming almost addictive for, like, gambling. It's a Bitcoin where, you know, they have these funny faces on it, cartoon characters, and people are just spending all day online buying, selling, buying, selling, buying, selling. But I mean, I could go out of my mind from that. You won't find me there. But this is another thing that's going on in our societies now, which is, you know, kind of completely new and mind-boggling to many others, like myself. So we're in this, you know, it's kind of, it's almost like a hurricane of energy that some people are riding it, and they're riding it to a tremendous extent, maybe over their limit of what's good for them. And other people don't want to go near it. Those are the polarities, all right? So this new moon has a lot of these energies in it. And what we're having to do is we sit down and say, okay, the new moon is here in Taurus, I'm setting my intentions, is to really, you know, use the Venus sensing and feeling about what it is that would really be good for you to set the intention for. All right, we're all waiting to see what's going to happen to the housing market. That is Taurus also. Because, you know, stock market, you know, inflation, yeah, it's economy crashing is kind of difficult for also the housing market, because people have to feel secure to buy a house. And, you know, they're talking about some kinds of things like not being able to get mortgages, where there have been a lot of disasters because they can't take the risk. The bank won't take the risk. And so, you know, these are things we have to really address within the self now, about what would be helping us in the new moon in Taurus, which is that sign of survival, economically and physically. What should we be doing? And there are these conflicting states of being that are making it hard. So again, if you're going to be in this time of intention, you know, let Venus sit quietly, or let her get a reading, or, you know, draw cards, you know, do something to receive, and then see if that feels, if it lands, and it feels like, yes, this is where I know I will be in good shape. And so that's the new moon in Taurus. I put this up, I looked at it, and I went, oh, I have to say this. Okay, I said it. Now we can go through the week. And, you know, the first day of this week, the 21st, Monday, has a moon in Aquarius, the future, trine Jupiter in Gemini. It goes all day to 7:04 a.m. on Tuesday, which is Earth Day. Poor Earth. We should be sending flowers to Earth. Oh, except my flowers are blooming like I've never seen them bloom. It's intensive blooming. Amazing. Excuse me. That's the pollen. That's the pollen we're having here. So we have a very positive viewpoint. We have hope. We have some good news coming in, which is so welcome now. Any good news is welcome now. And we can reach out and get some helpful information. We can make some good connections. We can do a little marketing, even though it's, you know, we're going into the fourth quarter we are in, is the one where we're letting go of things. So if you're doing the marketing, let it be for something you've already been promoting and not just starting it under the lowering light as we get towards Sunday. But in essentially, it's good to be with people. You know, if you can meet up for lunch or dinner, or, you know, if you're free during the day and you take an excursion, you'll feel lifted with the moon trine Jupiter. But Tuesday, after the, you know, lunar trine here, we've got the moon square Uranus and Taurus at 5:55 p.m. So there is a little inkling of what comes for the new moon, because it is about the future, this square, and about changes in Taurus energy, which we just spoke about. So here's a little preview for you. And so we're going to look forward from 5:55 p.m. when this unsolvable challenge is there. And well, first of all, we'll say this is not a time to make the change of finances. This is not the time to have discussions with people about what they think about the future in finance. So just, you know, let it float. The moon will be void, of course, after that square, and then it will enter Pisces at 1:07 a.m. on Wednesday. And it will go to a sextile to the sun in Taurus at 7:14 a.m. So here's a good time. If you're up early, you can sit. And in that sitting, you may receive the information that you need. At 1:10 p.m. in the afternoon, the sun in Taurus will square Pluto in Aquarius exactly. So this is the setup for that chart for the new moon that we're seeing coming in during the week. This is, you know, it's going to be square in the new moon, but it has already made the exact square at 1:10 p.m. on Wednesday. So you can have a look at how things are going in your life or in the outer world in terms of the positions people have about values and money. And after this 7:14 a.m. sextile, the Pisces moon is moving toward a square to Jupiter in Gemini. That will come in on Thursday at 11:10 a.m. So we don't feel it during the day. But if you're making a plan or you're, you know, looking for something, there's going to be a conflict that comes in as more information or communications, conversations comes in with the square to Jupiter in Gemini. And on that morning of Thursday, when it is happening, that we are feeling it, we can be trying to get someone to hear us, and it's impossible. They will turn off internally, Moon in Pisces is very good at that. I thought you heard me. Heard what? Off in a fantasy, you know. So be careful about becoming overly optimistic or overly pessimistic. Try to stay in the moment. But this is where Venus makes the exact conjunction to Saturn. That comes in at 8:02 p.m. This is where they always talk, the astrologers, about hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. You know, the Venus is not getting the focus of appreciation, of love, that she would be seeking, perhaps. You know, could we always say that's the case? Sometimes, which is interesting, when Saturn comes to Venus, there is an actual commitment made. You know, something's been, you know, waving around and never getting anywhere, and then Saturn comes, and that's the, you know, okay. But it may also be a karmic moment for relationships and, you know, what you do with them. So we'll see what it is. Comes in at 8:02 p.m. But the moon is going into the sextal now to Uranus and Taurus at 8:50 p.m. So again, there may be now some more intuitive and psychic messaging that is there for you to help you make decisions. And then the moon returns to the Venus-Saturn conjunction by first making its own conjunction to Saturn first, 10:54 p.m., and Venus second, 10:57 p.m. And so it can be, you know, not the most uplifting energy for the Saturn conjunction. It might make you look at something which you're avoiding looking at. But the conjunction to Venus, which is only 3 minutes, take advantage of those 3 minutes to really allow yourself to feel the higher levels, to do some spiritual work, some creative work, and because this can continue because the moon is now void, of course. So we leave the Pisces aspect time with the Venus conjunction. So it isn't just 3 minutes that you can float into it. Moon will enter Aries at 3:24 a.m. on Friday and make a conjunction to Neptune at 4:53 a.m. exact. Now, this is an interesting combination that will happen when Neptune gets into Aries for good next year. Every time the moon goes into Aries, we're going to have Aries thinking, I know where I'm going, and it doesn't turn out to be exactly the right way or the right address or the right, you know, confusion of action is one way to look at Neptune in Aries. And perhaps in a higher way of looking at it, you could say, well, if you could apply spiritual principles to your actions, things might work out better. So anyway, you'll see how it starts to move with this energy as time goes on in your life and in the outer world. 4:53 a.m. exact, and then the moon trines Mars in Leo until 8:29 a.m. And this is where you could be having a good experience, especially with other people who are involved in wanting to do something, whether it's a, you know, an entertainment that you want to set up or something that just is waiting to take place and you want to get it to happen. Again, this should be something that is already in process because it is getting very close to the new moon. We're actually going into the dark moon phase on Friday. So the energy will be lagging as we go on. However, Moon in Aries will still be unusually energetic during this time period, and it makes a sextile to Pluto in Aquarius at 9:34 a.m. So if you got something going and you start putting out the idea to people about how you'd like to see it look, you'll get some good feedback, and there is the ability to reach out and contact people who are looking for new things or, again, looking for action when Moon in Aries joins Mercury in Aries at 6:04 p.m. Now, you'll have to be aware that this can also look like people running red lights. This is going to be more and more of an issue while Mercury is in Aries. It's just, you know, the mind is fast, quick, it's, you know, not really processing a lot before it does things or says things. So Moon in Aries, conjunction Mercury in Aries, can also present an argument because it's, you know, just hot and volatile at that point. And hot and volatile is what's happening on Saturday. But first we get a helpful opportunity with the Moon in Aries, sextile Jupiter in Gemini until 12:18 p.m. on Saturday, the 26th, which is, again, good news or humorous connections, benefits and positivity. But the Moon is void, of course, at this point, and that's the one saving grace. And I say it's a saving grace because sometimes we can say a void of course moon says that nothing will come of it. You know, if you're looking for something to come of things, then the void of course moon is frustration because nothing comes of it. But if you aren't happy with what might be coming or something that's happening right in the moment or some news that you heard that wasn't good, then, you know, nothing will come of it is a positive. We can look at it that way. But Mars is moving towards that exact conjunction to Pluto. 9:05 p.m. Saturday is when it comes in. Personally, me, this weekend, Saturday the 26th and Sunday the 27th, I would say I would be doing some nice work around the house or, you know, gardening or, you know, something where you have a lot of control over what's going on and you're not going to let yourself get into anything. You know, I would say this is what you'll find me doing that weekend. So, void of course moon enters Taurus 3:17 a.m. on Sunday the 27th. And now we have the moon square Pluto 9:16 a.m. The moon square Mars 9:38 a.m. And so it's not a very comfortable morning, is it? No. And things are coming up for people. Their concerns and their fears, and who knows what they just saw in the news, you know. So then we're going towards that new moon at 3:31 p.m., And we've talked about that at the beginning, so you know what that energy is going to be like. And then we have a long stretch to kind of relax and hopefully calm down and have a nice evening before the moon moves to the next aspect, which doesn't come in until the evening on Monday, which is the conjunction of moon and Taurus to Uranus. And so some change is on the way. It is. So, and that was the week. And there we have next week coming in. And we have Venus finally leaving Pisces and re-entering Aries. And so we'll be talking about that. And we have the first retrograde of the outer planet. It is Pluto. And it will retrograde on Sunday the 4th. And we'll talk about that too. All right, well, listen, I really hope you pay attention to the forecast for this week ahead, and then you'll be doing just well and fine. You'll be fine. And just take a look at what you need to discover that can be helpful for you. And I will say goodbye for now.